Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Mark 6 and 53. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him and ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. Everybody say that they would touch, that they might touch, amen, the border of his garment. And as many, everybody say, as many as touched him were made whole. Amen. And I want to preach everyone that touched him. Amen. Praise God. Everybody that touched him. Amen. Set your Bibles down. Amen. I want you to lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. And I want us to pray for just a few moments. Come on, in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the name of Jesus, God, I pray miracles upon this house. I pray liberty upon this house, every family, every person. God, I pray everybody would get a renewing in the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. I pray chains would be broken before we leave. Hallelujah. I pray everybody gets drunk one more time with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. God, let there be perfect liberty in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated for just a few minutes. I want to preach everyone. Say everyone. Everybody say that touched him. It's interesting because a lot of people in their mind, they think if I can get God to touch me, everything's going to be all right. I don't have any argument against that at all, because everything that God touches gets better. Amen. Everything that God touches gets better. But this particular scripture this afternoon began to get my attention because it said everyone that touched him was made whole. Amen. The Bible said that when Jesus got out of this boat, that the people knew who he was. Amen. It's not like they had discernment or he had some special halo around his head or anything special. He was just a regular guy, nothing really to look at. Amen. This is what the Bible would say. But they knew exactly who he was because his fame had already spread round about the area. By the time this story happens tonight, he had already calmed the seas during a storm. Amen. And when you calm the seas and tell the wind to stop blowing, amen, you're going to get some recognition and people are going to start to figure out who you are. By the time this scripture happens tonight, he had already taken 2 fishes and 5 loaves and fed 5,000 people. Amen. By the time this story happens, he had already raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. By the time this story happens, he had already healed the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, who had tried everything, amen, but she touched the hem of his garment and was made whole. Hallelujah. Amen. This wasn't a brand new guy stepping off the boat. This man had already done a lot of things. By the time this story happens, he had already walked into a cemetery where there was a man possessed by the devil. And when Jesus gets through with him, he's clothed and in his right mind, and he's at the feet of Jesus. Amen. And he's praising God. Hey, it wasn't a nobody that got out of the boat that day. Amen. This was a man who had already done great things. By the time this story happened, he had already healed the withered man's hand in the synagogue. Amen. By the time this happens, the man who had the palsy had already been healed. He had already healed a leper. He had already healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Amen. And all the other people, the Bible says, around that area. He had cast an unclean spirit out of the man that was in the synagogue. Amen. He had overcome the devil in the wilderness simply by quoting the word of God. Amen. He had already done a lot in his little short ministry. Amen. And so when he got off the boat on this particular day, the people, the Bible said, they knew who he was. If I can just get you to figure out who Jesus really is tonight, we're going to be a long ways down the road. You're going to be a lot closer to your miracle if you figure out tonight who Jesus really is. He's more than just a man. He's not the vice president of a man-made trinity, but the Bible said God was manifest in the flesh. It was God that was preaching to the Gentile. It was God. It was God that stood there by the well with that Syrophoenician woman and began to preach the gospel to her. And it was God that was received up into glory. Let me tell you who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the ending, which was, which is, and which is to come. The Almighty God. Are you thankful you know who Jesus is? Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said when he gets off that boat, they knew who he was. And they began to connect the miracles that he had already done with the needs that they currently had. Praise God. You know what? We need a revelation of need. Amen. When you get a revelation that I need Jesus, and you get a revelation of who he really is, you're not very far from getting a miracle. Amen. Brother Booker told me, he said, I love pastoring in California because we got a bunch of wackos. He said, and every one of them know that they need God. He said, where you're from, you got to get them unsaved before you can ever save them. Hey, man, you know what? We need a revelation that we really do need God. We need a revelation that except a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We need a revelation without the Spirit of Christ, we are none of his. We need a revelation that there's a sound. I said there's a sound. Everyone that is born of the Spirit, there is a sound. What's the sound? When you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak in tongues. Amen. The Jews, when they got the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. When the Gentiles got the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. Amen. When the Samaritans got the Holy Ghost, when the disciples of John got the Holy Ghost, when your pastor got the Holy Ghost, amen, they spoke in tongues. Amen. Don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost when there wasn't a sound. The Bible said the wind blows where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof. You don't know whence it cometh or where it's going, but you hear the sound thereof. So is everyone. Everyone that is born of the Spirit. And then he would say, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the born again experience. But I'm just as thankful for the day that when I came in contact with Jesus, I got a revelation that I'm not going to let him walk by me because I need what he's got to offer. Hallelujah. When he came off the boat, the Bible said they knew who he was. And immediately they begin to connect the dots. Hey, my brother's sick tonight. Hey, and this is the healer getting off this boat. Amen. And the Bible says they went to and fro, basically, looking for people in need and bringing them to Jesus. Come on, I'm going to preach to you a little while. If you don't ever learn how to connect the dots, you'll never get a miracle in your life. Amen. But at some point, you got to say, hey, the healer's in the house. The healer's in the house. The healer's in the house. And I need a miracle. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together right now. Come on, help me pray for one moment. Help me touch God for one moment. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I feel like God's going to break something in this room. I feel like God's going to break some things that people need broke for a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said they went to and fro basically looking for people and bringing them to Jesus. Amen. And in their thought process, they were thinking, if we could but just touch the border or the hem of his garment. Amen. Where did they get that from? Amen. The writer, the Old Testament writer, would say that the Messiah would come. And when he would come with healing in his wings. Amen. You've seen the Orthodox Jewish people, and they have those little fringes. Y'all seen those? Amen. That would be what would call the wings. Amen. And in their belief, they thought when the Messiah comes, he's going to have healing in the borders of his garment even. And so maybe not even understanding the spiritual, they just made it the physical. But God responds to people's faith, let me tell you. Amen. You ain't got to be a theologian to get a miracle tonight. Amen. You don't have to know all the deep revelations and secrets of the Bible to get a miracle tonight. You just got to have a revelation that the one that just got off the boat is the one that's been going around healing people. Amen. And then you got to have the revelation that I can't make it without him. And then you got to have another revelation that he is no respecter of persons. What he did for the 5,000, he'll do for me. What he did for the lame, he'll do for me. What he did. Hallelujah. Something's got to get a hold of us. Says, I'm going to get my miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible would say, everyone that touched him was made whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for every time he'd come by and slap me in the head and fell on me unexpectedly. Amen. But there's something special about a miracle when you started pursuing it yourself. When it was your prayer. Amen. You said, I'm not going to live like this anymore. My children ain't going to be living like this anymore. I'm about to pray. I'm about to go to war. Amen. And one of these days, God's about to do a miracle in my family. Hallelujah. God, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Sarabaha. Harabosea. Halabasea. Halabasea. Hallelujah. You know what I come to preach for just a little while to you about? It's time for you to start figuring out how to touch him. Learning how to touch him. The Bible said he was moved with compassion. He is moved by the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. And when people learn how to reach out and get a hold of him. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just being patient and I'm waiting on my miracle. Well, if that's how you feel, just keep on waiting. Keep on being patient. Maybe you're on the right path. I don't know. But there was a guy named Jacob that got desperate because he didn't want to face Esau without a miracle. And he gets a hold of the angel of the Lord that appears unto him and he begins to wrestle with him. Hey man, what are you doing wrestling with the angel of the Lord? Well, it's a long story, but I need a miracle right now. I was born a deceiver. I was born a supplanter. And I did my brother wrong. And I'm about to meet him face to face. And I'm not going to cross that brook until I get a touch from God. And he got a hold of the angel. And the angel saying, let me go. And he said, no, I'm not going to let you. Come on, church. I'm going to try to take you to a new level in prayer. Amen. Don't sit there like a knot on a log waiting for God to touch you. Amen. He'll walk right by you. But when you make up your mind, God, I don't know where you're at, but I'm going to get a hold of you before I leave. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. It don't matter what the need is. If it's a chain that needs to be broken, if it's a financial miracle that needs to happen, it don't matter to God. He's not stressed out about your problem. He's wanting you to. And everyone, say everyone. Everyone that touched him was made whole. Well, I feel like I got a 100% formula here. I feel like I'm past the hit and miss of waiting on God to show up. I think I got a guaranteed process that if I can get a hold of him, I'm going to get what I need. I don't think he thought their needs was any greater than my needs. Or greater than your needs. But it's the principle of somebody. Come on, church. I know. Help me, Lord, to be nice. Hey, amen. I know this is the USA. And I know we're rich and increased with goods. And we think we have need of nothing. Hey, amen. But if you get a good understanding that we're really poor. And we're naked. And we're helpless, and we really need God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I tell you what COVID should have done. It should have woke you up to realize your whole life could change in 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ought to change you. Hey, man, it ought to help you realize, hey, we better learn how to get a hold of God. Hey, man. I think that was the test run, seeing what they could get by with. Hey, amen, you were praying for toilet paper. Thank God for toilet paper. Hallelujah. Amen, the next time we may be praying for something to eat. Hallelujah. But I believe the same God that helped provide for Elijah will be the same God that'll provide for his people. Hey, I come to get a hold of God tonight. I said I come to get a hold of him. I'm not waiting in line anymore. I'm not going to be at the end of the bus. Hey, I'm going to. He told him, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone, everybody say everyone. Everyone that touched him. And sometimes they needed help. It was people helping carry them to God. But there was something that they had to do for themselves. Amen. Sick, bound, whatever the situation was. Amen. The people could get them there. Amen. But when they got there, they had to reach out. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm all about helping people. Please don't misunderstand me. I want to help people. I want to help them get to where Jesus is. I want to get them to where they just reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Amen. I'm going to do my best to get as many people as close to God as I can. But at the end of the day, there's got to be something in the sick person. There's got to be something in the needy person. There's got to be something in the financially strapped person. Amen. That says, hey, if I'm this close, why don't I just go ahead and try? That's all I come to ask you tonight. What would it hurt? You're in the house of God right now. You're in the place where miracles are happening, where people are getting the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is reach out and touch him. Hallelujah, stand together with me. I don't know how to even. It's what I feel in my spirit. It's our response prevents us from getting a lot of miracles. It takes more than just saying, I believe it's going to happen. Amen, you have to do something. He said one person says, I've got faith. Amen, I don't need works. My Bible said, oh, I'll show you I got faith by my works. I'll show you I believe in prayer because I'm going to pray. I'll show you I believe in worship because I'm going to worship. I'll show you I believe in healing because I'll anoint my head with oil and I'll pray until my healing comes. Know what you have need of tonight. It's just it's what God's dealt with me about. Do you know he's a healer? Do you know Jesus, the one that got off the boat that day? Do you know he's here and that he's the same one that did all the miracles? Do you know that? Or is it like just a story in your mind and you haven't really connected the spiritual dots? You think we could connect some things right now? We're not serving the 2,000 year later God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When he got off that boat, they recognized that's the one. That's the one that's been traveling this country, healing people, feeding people, paying people's taxes, casting devils out of people, setting people free. That's the one. And they didn't run up there to try to get an autograph. Will you sign my hat? Man, I got a story to tell you. I seen Jesus today. Yeah, I got his signature. Got his autograph. It's got to be something deeper than just a, yeah, I know him. He knows me. There's got to be that revelation of needs. Got to connect. God, I can't get out of this situation. If I get out of this mess, it's going to be you. They grabbed everybody that they knew. Connor's young. He ain't got any problems, but act like he's old. Well, you go over and act like you're Jesus. I got somebody that needs another healing. This is my friend, Brother Billy. He's been protecting me for a long time. Amen. I need him to live a long time. Amen. So what they did, they went and found somebody that they knew needed the guy that was getting off the boat. Have you ever thought about Why do I go to church all by myself? Why do I never bring anybody that needs the one that got off the boat? Praise God. Can we get a burden for anybody? They go grab everybody that they know. They begin to bring them to where Jesus was. I'm going to tell you, it takes faith. Because if you take them there and nothing happens, they're going to look at you like, what did you do? But they connected the dots in the spiritual. And they thought, if I can just get Brother Billy to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, he'll be at church next Sunday. His kidneys will start working. If I can just get Jesus connected with him, his liver will start working. If I can get Jesus connected with him, his sugar will go down. Started to pray. Prayed all week. God, I want you to get a hold of him today in that hospital room. He brought him to where Jesus was. And the Bible said everyone that touched him was made whole. Every person. Every need. Every broken heart. Every broken body. Every broken family. Every dysfunctional situation that came to him were made whole. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus in this place. I feel healing virtue in this house. I feel God wanting to pour healing out. I feel God wanting to break chains. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Ta-da. Every single person, if you need the Holy Ghost, if you need the Holy Ghost, touch him. Come on, you got envision in your mind. I'm reaching for God. Come on, I feel miracles. I feel the chain breaker. Come on, we got a promise. Everyone. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I don't want you to get in a hurry. I want you to leave changed. I want tomorrow to be different for you. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. How long has it been since you pressed your way through until you touched him? Come on. Come on, the woman with the issue of the blood. pressed through the crowd until she touched him. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, it was the words.